Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal,
right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Q here with yet another amazingly strange episode of Project Unreal. This week, I am joined by the most guests that we've ever had on a single show in the history of Project Unreal. Things are going to be so uncontrollably hilarious that you may pee yourself while listening to this episode. And if you do, make sure you tweet about it, because we want to know. We're weird like that.
And luckily so you for know everyone, who... I've already peed myself.
Perfect. So you know who I am, and you're wondering who that disembodied voice is. Well, that is Jay from High Five the Podcast. He is joining us as part of the representative of the Project Nerd family. What's happening, Jay?
Hi, everybody. I'm feeling squishy.
Weird. Things are already getting weird, folks. Next up, from another Project Nerd guest, we have Mia St. Clair, also coincidentally from Yay. High Five the Podcast. What's happening, Mia?
We're representing the High Five Podcast.
That's right. The three of us, for those who don't know and listen to High Five the Podcast, we are High Five the Podcast. You should go check it out. It's already on this same network you're listening to. So there, you really have no excuse at all whatsoever. Now, enough with us. Our special guest this week is none other than the hilarious Courtney Warner. What's happening, Court?
Hey, what's up? I'm so excited to be here. I'm just so pumped.
We are so pumped, and I'm sorry that I tricked you by being here by sending you that email from Joe Rogan's email address.
Oh, I know. I was ready. I was like, okay, I was trying to figure out the time zones. Like, I think Texas and Tennessee are the same, but I don't think they are. And yeah, I was going to shave my head in preparation.
Perfect. Well, so were we, but not in preparation for the role, just because, you know.
You had lice. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yes. I mean, my plan was like, I'm just going to shave my head and be mean to her to follow through on your Joe Rogan threat.
I would love that. I just please be mean, as mean and sexist as possible. But like, make sure it's in HD.
Your opinions don't matter.
Good. I'm a woman. Oh, okay. I can go down this train with you.
Wait. Hold on. Let me preface this. Project Nerd in no way endorses anything said on the Project Unreal podcast. All right. Now that we've got that out of the way.
My thoughts are my own.
We have no control.
I don't like many people.
Oh, man. Well, we are super jazzed to have you on here. We've had some fun comedians up to this point. You are one that we've been very excited about. Things get weird on the Project Unreal show. As a matter of fact, I'll explain exactly how weird they're going to get. So the idea of the show is that we take a couple of Project Nerd personalities. We take a special comedian guest. We throw them all in a bag together, shake them up real hard and see what happens, right? So each episode, everyone is given some sort of improvisational scenario. For this episode, we're going to do a little thing called Zoom Whom. Yeah, I know. Hilarious puns abound. That's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. Like, things are only uphill from here. So the idea of this vignette, if you will, is that one of the four of us, Jay, is going to be posing as a salesperson. What is he selling? He has no idea until we begin the game, right?
Get your wallets ready.
He's going to be a salesperson who is having a Zoom call, like a Tupperware party style Zoom call. And the other three of us are going to be potential purchasers of said unknown product. but just to make things but wait, there's more. And I almost missed it. I was like, man, that was teed up for me, and I almost missed it, but I saved it to the last minute. But the other three of us aren't just going to be normal guests. We each have a quirk, but we don't know what that quirk is yet. All of that will be given out when we take a break right before things get unreal. Everybody understand how the game works?
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Could you repeat everything you just said to be safe?
I can. Hey, everybody, it's your boy Q. Welcome to Project Unreal. Hey, speaking of which, I'm looking for those listening on the podcast. You have no idea what I'm talking about, but I will explain it best I can. Courtney, you have some very nerd related posters in behind you. You have a fantastic directed by Wes Anderson, like a tapestry.
Yeah,
which I love.
Yeah, I bought it because I was going to throw a Wes Anderson themed Halloween party in 2020. That did not happen. And then because the year before I did a Harry Potter themed one. So the natural progression was to go with Wes Anderson the next
year. Of course.
That was what I was thinking. Yes.
Yeah, Royal Tenenbaums is my favorite movie. I also have a nice Star Wars poster.
I see that. You're hitting all of the nerd bullet points.
You really know your audience there, Courtney.
Yeah,
for being on a Project Nerd network show.
I mean, when I saw Project Nerd, I'm like, this is where I need to be. I'm also a comedy nerd. It's probably a good thing I'm a comedy nerd. I have several posters. I have like John Mulaney and Judd Apatow and Patton Oswalt.
Mulaney, I've got to mention. So in my earlier non-talented days, I tried to do stand up for a while. And in Nashville, I actually got to open for Mulaney. It was when he was featuring for Birbiglia. So it was when him and Birbiglia were touring around. This was before like what I feel like anyone really knew who Mulaney was.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing him a couple of times with Birbiglia and thinking, Jesus Christ, that guy doing like a Law and Order bits is hilarious.
He's perfect. He's the best. Not to one up you, but I also met Mulaney at a restaurant. Oh.
What? Like, what did you did? Was he like serving you food?
If
was
only. He? Yeah, I know. He was my waiter. In between jobs, somewhere between Comedy Central and SNL. He just fell on some hard times. No, I got to see him a couple of years back when he was touring for his Kid Gorgeous tour.
Wow.
Which is now on Netflix. And I saw him in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is like maybe his fourth or fifth show on the whole like year and a half long tour. And he, so you could tell he was working stuff out. Enough about him. Personally, me that day was not happy. Like the show was great. It was whatever, you know.
Mulaney. Fine.
It was Mulaney. It's gonna be like top notch. It's Mulaney.
Yeah. Him just working things out is still like better than I'll ever do. Like like I could pray to the gods that like I would have half of the talent as his left pinky toe, and I still would.
And Mulaney would be the one to hear you and be like, no. Like, I've already got it covered.
Thanks. I don't think so. I got to meet. That whole day was just so shitty because I woke up and my roommate at the time wanted to go with me because she had tickets, so we drove together. But she was late living in Nashville. I forgot about the time change, so we were already like running super super late to the show.
Oh,
we
no.
get there, we pull up. I go to the bathroom, realize I just got in my period. Sorry, guys, women have those. And so I had to deal with that fucking mess. It was like watching Carrie or some shit. And like, so dealt with that.
Were you bullying a small girl?
No, but I just felt like I had a bucket of blood just dump on me in the middle of.
And then with my mind powers, I killed everyone in the auditorium.
If only that I could sit in the front row. So I go in there and I'm like sitting, I thought like driving to Knoxville, I was just sweaty. So I thought like, oh, I'm just squishing around in my seat cause I'm sweaty. Don't worry about it. You just have swamp ass. Like you normally get on road trips.
You've been there. You know what? I get that excited when I go see John Mulaney too.
I know. I just start squirting juices out. Whatever comes out at that point. So I sit down in my seat in the theater, like after I'm like trying to make sure I don't stay in the chair, and then look at my phone to turn it off. My bank sent me a text saying that my account had been hacked. So all of my cards were frozen. So I had literally no fucking money to get home. I couldn't pay for gas, anything like that. Then the show starts. Yeah. The show's great. Max Silvestri does a great job. Don Mulaney does a great job. I leave the lobby. I see some friends that I ran who live in Knoxville who saw the show. We were chatting. I told them everything. And then we decided to go get dinner. And we went settle on this restaurant called Kaizen. I work for a grocery store. I can't say the name legally anymore. I've gotten in trouble. So I work for a grocery store that specializes in Hawaiian shirts and healthy foods. And that's
I got it.
You got
Whole
it.
Foods. We yes, understand. Foods. No problem. Well,
yeah. Dollar General Market.
Perfect. Got it. Yes.
I work. And they and one of the terms in our jargon is called Kaizen, which and the translation is, I believe it's Japanese, is to make better. And so that's like something we say a lot in terms of like shorthand for like working on different things at work. And the restaurant we came upon was called Kaizen. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's funny. We should go eat there. We walk in. John Mulaney's just sitting there having a meal. And then the waitress sits us next to him. And I'm like, you know, like visuals don't help for podcasts. I realize.
No, I love it. Please,
but
describe.
We're like a $5 foot long away from each other.
I was
like, okay, I was about to shit my pants, literally about to shit my pants. Also, probably the period poops, but whatever.
I was about to say, a lot going on in your pants.
That could have been so unrelated happening. To John yes, Mulaney,
I know.
But it was happening.
I'm just thinking of jizz in my pants, and now I pose in an awkward stance because I jizz in my pants.
Oh, hi, John Mulaney. I'm sorry. I just jizzed in my pants.
The way you stack me.
And you're involved.
We made eye contact. It's your fault. I jizzed it in my pants while you're standing next to me. I don't know how to act.
All that bad luck you had acquired that day just... Then the universe was like, you know what? We've crapped on her a little bit too much.
Literally.
Let's make her embarrass herself in front of John Mulaney.
Let's throw her a bone. Let's like let her squish herself over to the booth. John Mulaney.
A lot of squishing going on.
And so I get out. So like I turn to him and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry to bother you. And I could tell he just did not want to talk, but he was polite. I'm like, I'm a huge fan. I just saw your show. I also do comedy and you're a big reason why. Then all of a sudden his face was like, oh, you're a comedian. We can talk about comedy. And we ended up having a lovely conversation about people we knew in Nashville, like people at Zany's and whatnot, and different comedians that live there. I told him I ran like a monthly show. At the time I was running a monthly show, like stand-up show. And he told me when he started out, he ran a monthly stand-up show with his friend, Nick Kroll, of course.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
I know, who's that guy? I don't know.
I wonder if anything ever came of him or if he just was.
Or them together and their friendship.
Together, yeah.
Is this the part of the story where you're like, and then I ordered a tuna sandwich and there was just too much tuna. Turns out John Mulaney used that as a bit.
You know what? I will say there have been things in the past where I have said things in conversation to people and they end up on their merch. So John Mulaney is not one of them. It's local comedians.
Oh, sure.
No, we chatted. He did
is that like
say
the goal?
That was the goal, is for me just to say really ridiculous borderline racial shit and see if it'll end up on their t-shirts. Racial towards me only though. You can cut that part out. I realize that just went a little too far. But John actually was very kind because he asked me when my monthly show was. And I'm like, oh, it's the third Wednesday of the month, whatever. He's like, oh, well, when will that be in January? I'll be in Nashville in January. And I was like, I was about to shit myself. And I pulled my phone out and I'm just like, I don't know what day it is. And I told him, he's just like, oh, I'll be there a week beforehand. So that won't work. And I'm like, motherfucker.
This is where you're like, no, I can do it that week too. Like, that's fine.
I can move it up. I will make the bar I can do in the show at cancel karaoke so I can have you on this show.
What a weird thing. In January, we're doing it the second Thursday.
Yeah. So what?
Craziest thing.
We Because of New Year's, it's the Chinese New Year. We had to move it.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got an email from them that said it needed to be moved to the week that John Mulaney's in town.
Yeah, crazy. Who would have thought? Coincidence.
Okay, no problem.
So I wish that would have worked out. But yeah, he was super kind.
That's great.
And yeah, that was a really nice moment. Yeah.
That's exciting. That's fun.
That was cool. And
what a crazy day you had.
Yeah. Then I drove home and I was like, I was at the time, the number one song on the Billboard charts was The Weeknd's, one of the Weeknd songs, like Starboy. And so that played five times on the radio driving home. And so that is like my
That's your jam now. You're like,
that's my jam.
I met John Mulaney.
Is that your state? Is that your intro song now? That should be your intro song when you come out on stage.
My intro song is First Date by Blink 182, actually.
Okay, even better. You know what?
Totally yeah, fine. I strike what I said earlier.
You got some Travis Barker up there? I'm all right with it.
Travis Barker, awesome. Kourtney Kardashian now. Who would have thought?
Which, you know, that could go a whole other thing on that.
I know, that's a whole other tangent. That's not what we're here for tonight.
That's saved for our podcast Reality Chat.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of Project Unreal. We just talk about all things real.
The Project Reality.
And honestly, yes. I personally would probably reserve that for my side project, the Barker, where I just talk about Travis Barker and what's going on in his life and the weird people that he's friends with.
I'm like, the daily this Travis week, Barker.
Yeah, this week on the episode, Machine Gun Kelly, believe it or not.
God, well, he went punk. Like, I saw him on SNL a couple weeks ago where he fucking cried. After one song.
Here's like, what's happening?
Yeah, I was embarrassed for him.
Secondary embarrassment is real.
However embarrassing Machine Gun Kelly may be, he put out the best Blink 182 album of that year.
And he also got Megan Fox to put out. Okay, we can cut that too. They're dating.
No, it's staying in. It's all staying in.
I'm just sexist.
You're so sexist.
And racist. I can't be either one.
Welcome to the episode of Project Unreal that we can never air with Courtney.
This is not the first time I've done a podcast where they had to scrap it and redo it with me because it just got a little out of hand.
You're going to go to listen to your episode and it's just going to be Micah Wyman.
I know.
You're going to be like, what? Happened.
Courtney Warner. Oh my God, you guys. So I'm like the Southern Sarah Silverman. I'm a mom. Sorry. I love Micah. I love her so much.
She's so awesome.
I know. She's the coolest. She's like, so you guys ever have like kids before? Well, sometimes I get mad at my kids, but I sing songs to them, but they're dark. I love Micah. We're good friends.
This episode will come out after that, a little tidbit behind the scenes is Micah and I, after recording the episode, just talked about sustainable plant rearing for like an hour after recording.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure she is mailing me some popcorn seeds that I'm going to grow into corn. Yeah, I was
really hoping you were going to grow it into some popcorn.
Look, if you could do that, you would be.
That's the kind of gardening she's into. She can grow popcorn from popcorn seeds.
Just crazy.
Incredible. You walk through Kansas and you just see fields and fields of it, and you open up the stalk and just. It's like you pop them right off the corn.
It's so wild.
The popcorn feels as far as the eye can see.
She should have been Wonder Woman. She's amazing. She should. sorry, Gal Gadot. She should have been Wonder Woman. She's. If you keep in my impression of her, you have to keep in the fact that I say she's amazing because she is.
I will. No, I'm actually just gonna cut that part out.
Okay.
It's just gonna be an impression and then hard cut to our improv bit. Like it'll just end right there. It's gonna be even just to really emphasize how like people will be like, that was a weird segue. Like it just she just made fun of Michael Wyman and then it just hard cut into improv. I don't know what's happening.
And then it repeated itself and then it hard cut.
That was the whole episode was just me just my impression of Michael.
I'm just gonna loop it just the whole time.
Anytime my character has to talk, you just play those two clips.
We'll be like, what do you think, Courtney?
I am a mom.
I want, listen, I'm not going to, but part of me really, really wants to just scrap your character trait and let you do a Michael Wyman impression for the entire bit.
Oh, I'm God. Okay. She might not like me after that. We're still I know. I don't want, right now.
We're not out here to destroy friendships. Just like impair them a little bit.
Yeah, just right. A little bit. I haven't seen her in a year and a half. She had a kid in between then, but we're cool.
Not as cool as you think anymore.
I know, right? We went to Sephora together.
That's real true.
How many
that is true friendship.
And every time I see Rihanna have a sale on something, like for Fenty, I'll send it to her and Mary J, and they'll send me stuff. So we all have a thing.
Mary J's episode is awesome. Also, once again, welcome to the episode where we just plug other episodes of Project Unreal.
Self-love is important.
That is true. That is definitely true. But that being said, I think it is a perfect time that we dive in to some classic Courtney Warner Project Nerd improv unrealness, right? So in just a second, we're going to hit the pause button. I'm going to send these guys their traits. And then when we come back, things will stop being real and start getting very unreal.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'm so proud to be here talking to you about this product. I'm your host today on this sales spectacular or sales tic-tacular. I forget what they called it or what they told me to call it, but sales something acular. And I'm your host, Nicholas. And what we're talking about today, guys, I don't know, how often does this happen to you? I can look out into the crowd and I can see so many of you reflecting back on me with them glasses that you got on. Right? Right? Right. Yeah. You all like
big
the glasses.
Old
yeah, but that what you said, but yeah. Don't talk while I'm talking. That's rude.
So sorry.
But I'm here to tell you about today, guys, how often you're like, you walk in the rain and you're like, my glasses, they're wet.
I walk in the rain all of the time, and my woodland friends join me often.
All right. Well, what I'm selling today are windshield wiper glasses. That's right. So what we're going to be talking about, guys, is you see how efficient and cool I look right now? You could look this cool, too. Yes, Miss Lady with your hand raised.
Yes. Does it make the squeak squeak sound?
It does make the squeak squeak sound, but it actually it's a manufactured squeak squeak sound. We actually have little earbuds in the side that make the squeak squeak sound to add a comfort level. My goodness, this makes me dizzy. To add a comfort level to your experience. The two ladies, no, one, there's one of you, one lady with your hand raised. Yes. Would you like to give one of these babies a test run?
Yes, I would love to. I especially hope the earbuds play squeak, 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 motherfucker. Squeak, 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 goddamn. Squeak, 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 motherfucker. Squeak,
oh,
squeak, 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 goddamn. The window.
We have that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like.
Well, I will say that these are fully Christian eyeglasses.
Oh, I see. So, okay, so it only plays Reliant K songs. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
That and
Michael W. Smith.
Yes, that was what I was trying to think of. Makes my
friends
fingers
are friends forever, forever if the Lord's the Lord of them, and a friend will not say never.
I'm a Jesus freak. I'm a Jesus freak. Sorry, that is my windshield. Yes, the woman that is being flowered by woodland critters while sleeping in a glass casket. You may ask your question.
Yes, I was wondering, if I buy these glasses, will they help me find a prince?
We are not legally allowed to guarantee love from eyewear, but since you're here today, yes, these glasses are guaranteed to find you a prince.
Perfect. Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
And the thing about these glasses is what's great is they never turn off, even when it's not raining.
Are you dizzy yet?
Who said that? What? Yes, ma'am. Yes. What? Did you have a question?
Oh, and yeah, I was just going to say, like, I just want to know, like, the ratio between the rain and the sweat and the wipers is all I wanted to know, the ratio.
Well, the thing, ma'am, is one of the best features of these glasses is that they will, in fact, make your life a musical. So, you know, being able to sing at your leisure, these glasses are going to open up the world to you in a new, whole new way because of the speakers that we embedded behind your ears.
Will it show me a whole new world, is what you're saying?
I'm legally not allowed to say that phrase. But yes, it will, you know, you better be prepared is what I'm saying to see.
Will it keep poison apples away is what I want to know. Like if someone were to chuck them at my face, I guess. Would it repel them?
No. Unfortunately, bless you, ma'am.
Bless you.
Could someone get a doctor in here for that sneezer lady? Sheesh. But no, I'm we tried to add a face shield in front of it, but people just said it looked ridiculous. Sometimes the things hit my nose. Yes, ma'am, you're with your hand raised.
Do you get Bluetooth?
No, my teeth are I'm sorry. Let me repeat myself. I know that it's difficult to really, you know, if there's no ifs, ands, no buts, no problems. Could someone get a doctor in here for this woman? No,
she there reminds are no me of doctors of, in here. She are reminds no me of one of my dwarf here? Friends. You're adorable.
Well, Miss White, if you want these glasses, I might be able to get you a bulk discount.
That's not my name and seems vaguely racist.
No, that's what your name tag says.
Does it?
I think you should learn how to read and understand people for who they are and not what their shirt says.
You know what? If I'd been handed a nickel every time I've been sung that to, I would have a couple nickels, I'll tell you what. So, who wants a pair of these glasses?
Could you tell me what the payment plan is like?
It is 5 easy payments of $16.95 and then one really big payment of $487.
Is that pre-tax or post-tax?
Most of the time, they can be used as a write-off.
Oh, nice.
We take Discover Card and Venmo and money from socks.
What about the Black American Express card that my husband has because he's rich?
That seems racist.
Thank you.
All right, so hold on. Were you not Snow White?
No, I was just a random Disney princess. But I just really enjoyed hearing how far you went with your sales pitch. It was super informative.
You know what? When you have a family of 18 to support, which is what that guy's backstory that I made up for him was, you have to really dive in as much as you can do. And Mia, I'm sorry that I was purposefully trying to kill you by saying no a whole bunch, which was setting off a sneeze attack, apparently.
I didn't shake my camera too much. I know my camera shakes pretty easy.
You nailed it.
And here's the thing, Mia. I got to give you big, huge props, because the first time you sneezed, I was like, Lord.
Same.
That was a, yeah. I was like, that was
I actually sneeze like that when I really let myself sneeze. Oh. So.
It was great. Nice. So the second time it happened is when I was like, okay, this is part of it somehow. And I started paying attention. But that first one, I was like, man, that got her unexpected, because she usually never does that on camera.
I realized very quickly into that bit how much being a Disney princess does not apply to anything in regards to wiper glasses.
Yes.
So I was like struggling to connect things to, I was like, otherwise I'm just going to say princessy things. That's why I went for a walk.
How many princesses have corrective eyewear?
They don't need it.
None. Not because our eyes are perfect, just like our lives and our husbands.
Oh, yes. You know what? We need to sign a petition and send it to Disney and be like, where's our glasses, girls?
Yeah.
You know what? I no want to see myself in a Disney princess. Courtney, were you in a musical, or were you just always breaking, or were you just a radio station?
Oh, just ready to break out in song any Love moment, it. Which is surprisingly very close to my actual personality.
I'm known around my house to do my own background music. So I'll just be like cleaning. I'm like,
look at me clean and it's so good.
Going to pick up this dirty laundry. Oh, that's cat poop. Get it away.
And then his wife is like, hey, could you actually clean instead of just walking around and singing about things that you may or may not be doing?
Laying in bed singing all this. I'm going to clean up the house.
Is that just
that? Here I go.
That's what Billy Joel used when he wrote Oliver.
Yes. That's exactly what I thought of.
I just am thinking.
Oh man, we watched that movie not too long ago, and I'm blanking on the songs right now, but they weren't too bad. That's
and they're like on like the cement truck, and they're on the wheel, and it's just it's very cute. I love that movie.
Absolutely. Also, I find your narration songs, Jay, in your life to be very Randy Newman-esque.
Oh, they're so Randy Newman-esque.
They're always just like singing about real things, like, look at these dishes. They are so cool. Everyone hates dishes.
I wish I had washed off this mac and cheese earlier while we were eating so it doesn't get crusty at home.
And so, also the fact that you just hate short people, that also reminds me
of Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, yeah. And you know what?
You're constantly walking around and just like, oh, shorties. Am I right?
Yeah. And God damn it, if I don't love L.A., oh, fuck.
Dude. Yeah, it's true.
Well, and I love L.A.
The truth is, I always have a friend in you. So
that's what she said.
No. Literally, my friend is in you. Like, yeah, so no, I would like you to let them out at some point. that would be great. Guys, that was super fun. Courtney, thank you so much for getting weird and unreal with us. So as you said, you've listened to a couple episodes. The fun part is a little peek behind the curtain. When the audience is listening to this episode, there's going to be all sorts of like weird sound effects and a really produced Hollywood level ear experience, if you will.
Earsperience trademark.
It is trademark Earsperience. But for us, that was a lot of fun without sound effects and just Jay's finger wagging practical effects.
Once I started it, I was like, damn, I kind of have to keep doing this now.
Like, I shouldn't have set the bar so high because now I have to like maintain this for the rest of the
episode. Is quite annoying and was making smudgies.
I was about to say, I was like, can you even see at this point? Because you're just like smudge. It's like the worst glasses smudge ever.
Honestly, windshield wiper glasses, terrible idea.
Agreed. Kind of like those little hats that have the like the propeller on them.
I have one of those.
Do you do?
Propeller beanie?
Yeah.
It was my dad's from when he was a child in the 50s. And I was like, I don't, you throw that away, you son of a bitch.
I was about to ask. I was like, that seems vintage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Capital it was G, great.
You also had one of those like balls that you put in the cup, like the little string ball that you like try to catch.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Seven in like a row, bitches.
A wooden stick and a wheel that you would push along.
Yeah.
A little tapping wheel.
Also, he saved for you a lot of racism.
Yes,
and just from that time period, just a bunch
But I found that and I threw it away. Cleaned house. Get out of here.
Oh man. Well, Courtney, for all of the people who've listened to you on this show, where can they find more of you? If they're like, we're done with these guys, we want more Courtney.
Right. If you, after that rousing and performance I gave, if you want to hear more of this slightly prepubescent voice that has never changed. I'm a woman, full disclosure. I sound like my voice is cracking all the time. There it goes. And I have a podcast myself. It's called Murder, She Joked. It is a true crime podcast inspired podcast, and it used to be a live show that we would perform as an improv team, but now we've gone to the podcast medium, and that comes out every other Thursday on anywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you'd like to get listen to us. And I just did a stand-up show before this, so I cannot plug that anymore. I was about to And that's
for anyone who can time travel, make sure you go back.
Yes. If you want to hear my killer bit about Passion of the Christ, then you can go back and listen to that.
Hey, Marty McFly, go listen to Courtney.
Do it.
That's the power of love. Okay. Shit. You don't need money. You don't need fame. You just need a time traveling machine. And
to check out Courtney Warner.
Yeah, to check me out. No. I also...
Marvin,
Biff, do you get that car cleaned off? There's so many good memes with that. Also, I've been doing some like comedy writing. You can check out some of my articles on Flex Magazine and humordarling.com. And sadly, I think that's it. Like, I had a thing that I got to submit to this week, and I thought I could maybe plug that, but I found out I did not get it, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, well, I was going to say, well, you can like anti-plug that and be like, you know what, fuck this thing that I didn't get.
I'll be real. It was to potentially write for Saturday Night Live.
What?
That would have been.
And I did not get it.
Listen, do you still have Mulaney's phone number?
No, I wish.
Just give him a call.
I know. I got it. You got to pay it forward. Someone got you on SNL. I don't know who it was, but you got to get me on now. You know, Lorne Michaels is an old white guy, so they got to just mix it up just for their sake. Bowen Yang isn't doing it all for all of them. You got to get a straight white Asian woman on there too. Or straight white Asian? Straight Asian woman.
A straight white Asian woman? Sounds awesome.
That is the newest. That's the movie.
Also, that's a movie I want to see.
Coming out summer of 2022 on HBO Max.
Produced by Judd Apatow.
Yeah, straight
straight white Asian, starring Courtney
straight
Warner.
White Asian.
I will be real with you. I think I mentioned earlier, I'm adopted, so my parents are white. They're like the whitest.
You're straight white Asian.
Yeah,
you're straight white Asian.
Listen,
we just pitched your sitcom right here.
And it's like, did you grow up thinking that it was okay to be racist, but you also were the race that your parents discriminated against? Oh, it could get real dark, but I was called, I learned slurs about Asian people from my parents.
Listen, some people listen, are
terrible,
call,
terrible.
Listen, people are going to call you this, and those people are going to be me.
Yeah, only me. So we'll just get it out of the way. So my just
get ready.
Listen, I'm not saying that we just set your show up at HBO Max, but I'm saying that we probably set it up. Yeah. I mean, this is essentially your crashing, right?
It is.
This is your
straight white Asian.
This is
straight
white Asian. This is my flea bag.
Yes.
How and the thing is, I just want to keep saying it. It's a good ass title.
Thank Speaking you. I which, think I that was on the that's the product of me with four glasses of wine in. Glad that I came up with my genius title. I actually ass. My one thought about ever having a TV show was I was pitched to people around me as I was incredibly intelligent as a kid. I think they're just racist, but I think they just thought I was really smart. And my parents made me go to college early. I was 16, graduated wow. early, all that stuff. I work at a grocery store now. So I'm a bit Royal Tenenbaums, a bit Arrested Development of like these geniuses. And now I like scan groceries, but also my parents, my dad went back to college because I went to college, much like a Goofy movie too. And that was like Sweet. Why what our life was.
Listen, so what you're saying is if young rock can happen, there's no reason this show yes. can't happen.
If Twilight, all of those can happen, certainly.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen, I heard Paramount Plus is looking for material. So
Discovery Channel Plus.
That's right. I mean, that's total. I think I saw a show on there earlier. It's like Seven Little Johnsons, and it's just a show. That's not even a joke.
No, it's true.
That's the best part. That's like a totally legitimate show about a family of little people.
Yeah, I know. Can you handle my Johnson?
Yeah, I feel like that was some executive's like joke.
That's not a joke. You're right. That's a real right. thing.
Yeah,
it is.
He was in the room and they're like, listen, we got this family. You know how we're doing all of those little people shows? People love that stuff, right? I got one
for you.
Seven Little Johnsons. And everybody's like, oh, that sounds fine. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. And he's like, perfect. Cut to four seasons later, and he still has a show on air called Seven Little Johnsons. Well, and every time I looked it up.
It's got a T in there. That's how he gets away with it. It's
Johnston.
That's how.
I'm gonna be honest. I have a very large television that I saw this on. Didn't even register. I was just like, look at that. This show is about seven little weenies. This is amazing.
I love that the tagline for the show is, that's too many Johnsons.
Too yeah. much tuna. Too many Johnsons.
You heard it here first, Mulaney. That's your next big, it's your next big yeah. bit.
Instead too of you many... guys snacking on a tuna fish sandwich, you snack on seven wieners. And Broadway will love it.
Come on, honest, you and Jesselnik can get on that.
I know,
Jesselnik. I'm going to be honest, that seems legit. I think Broadway would love that.
I could just see him being like, and I guess we're going to have to eat them. I don't know.
Also, Melanie, you could bring along your friend whose career ended. What's that guy's name again? Nick Kroll or whatever.
Yeah, I'm Nick sure Kroll.
Nobody knows who.
Yeah, that guy who doesn't have a hit animated show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Literally, the New York Times called him the Picasso anything. Of adolescence.
Lord.
I know. What? The New York Times.
Wait, hold on. Back up. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I guess he like rips parts apart.
He's like, listen, his adolescence, super abstract.
Yeah.
Also, he went through a blue ball period. So
this is my blue ball period. The entire canvas is covered with my semen.
His father was a very famous Spanish painter. They're practically the same person.
Well, you I know. Nick Kroll is famous. He's from Old Money because his family came up. I think he's like the Krolls are famous for like creating like black toilets or something. Really? Like black porcelain toilets.
Now that sounds racist.
Hidden Figures is a great movie. I'm sorry.
Oh,
please,
my.
Don't air that part. Please. My, this is why SNL didn't hire me.
I don't know why.
But it is why we're hiring you. So congratulations.
I don't know what they saw wrong with my Training Day bit.
I know.
That's good times. God. Well, Courtney, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Don't worry. All the most embarrassing parts of this episode will be super cut into the final episode.
Perfect.
So it's just going to be just those bits.
Yes.
Just, and that's it.
I can't wait to be canceled. I'm so excited.
Hey, that means you made it. So,
I know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you have to have been somewhere to be pulled right. from
that. It's like, you know how I'm not already being booked? Well, I'm going to extra not get booked.
Somehow you're negative booked. Somehow you're booking career? Other people now.
Yes, and somehow Louis C.K. wants me to open for him in Europe now.
My career is going great.
It's going great, thank you.
The problem is the feature is Kevin Spacey as Frank Underwood.
Oh my!
Yes, God. And then it's produced by Woody Allen.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is it's my dream project. So I'm very
just saying,
to be working on this.
If I have to list my favorite comedians inspirationally, they're all pedophiles. Not Mulaney. Mulaney is not a pedophile.
That's
just
true.
Catholic.
No.
And that's not his fault.
That's not his fault. He didn't do anything to make that happen.
He was just born that way.
Yeah.
All right, man. Perfect. Well, thank you again. I sincerely appreciate it. If we still have a podcast after this, I would love to continue having you on in the future.
I won't be this disgusting next time. I don't know what happened.
We only want you on if you promise to be disgusting.
I go where the spirit leads. What can I say?
Well, hopefully it's leading to you being on our Christopher Nolan episode.
I would love that. Yes. I already have it on my list.
We're trying to put that in the works, so everybody stay tuned to High Five the Podcast. Again, speaking of High Five the Podcast, thank you, Jay. Thank you, Mia, for being on the show. Sincerely appreciate it. If you guys haven't listened to High Five : the Podcast on the Project - Nerd Podcast Network, boy, do we love our punctuation. Go check it out. Subscribe. Also, please go follow Courtney. Go check her out. Go listen to her podcast. I'm going to subscribe to her podcast when we finish with this because that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Again, we're back every week, every Wednesday with a brand new episode of Project Unreal only on the Project Nerd Network. We'll see you next time.